welcome to International Report. In today's edition, we go to Turkey, where Ekrem İmamoğlu shook Turkish politics when he won Istanbul's mayorship, ending 25 years of domination by President Recep Erdogan's party. But Turkey's electoral board controversially ordered a run of the vote, putting İmamoğlu at the center of an unprecedented political storm. Dorian Jones has this report from Istanbul.
Ne çektiyse bu memleket partizanlıktan çekti. Ne çektiyse
Ekrem İmamoğlu used his groundbreaking victory to tour Istanbul.
Yok edeceğiz. Yok öyle bir şey.
Promising reconciliation and vowing to end Turkey's deep political divide. It's a message that took him to victory. But İmamoğlu's mayorship lasted only 19 days. Turkey's high electoral board annulled his victory and ordered a revote following President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's demand.
Sorunlarımızı demokrasi ve hukuk içinde çözme irademizi güçlendirecek.
Addressing Parliament, Erdogan claimed that İmamoğlu's narrow victory was marred by fraud and irregularities organized by circles of evil. İmamoğlu says democracy itself is under attack.
Bu tarihe kara bir
This is a blow that will be written into history as a dark stain. This is very clear. That's why I am so sad. It's not a sadness directed towards myself. This is a sadness for the wider society. This is a sadness I feel on seeing such a blow to Turkey's democracy. But correcting this wrong is down to us. And that's the fight we are now giving.
Zaten şu anda o mücadeleyi veriyoruz.
The annulling of the vote has provoked anger on the streets of Istanbul. Nightly protests continue across the city as momentum builds for next month's Istanbul revote. İmamoğlu says there is more at stake in next month's vote than who will be mayor.
Tek başına İstanbul seçimi olmayacağı kesin.
It is obvious that this is not just about Istanbul. This is both a local election and a fight for democracy. That's why our campaign will grow much bigger and hundreds of thousands of people will participate. In order to contribute to this phase, people will rely on their own merits, whether they are lawyers or any other occupation that you can think of. They will all contribute to this election to ensure that it is a fair one. We will be taking a two-way path as such.
İmamoğlu's Istanbul victory and message of inclusion is reinvigorating his CHP party, especially among the city's young. As he walks into a public library, he's embraced by supporters, all insisting on taking a selfie with him. Atilla Yeşilada of Global Source Partners says İmamoğlu has reinvigorated his CHP party that is accustomed to only defeat at the hands of Erdogan.
Winning is an acquired habit. The more you win, the better you get at it, sort of like muscle memory. If CHP wins a second election, they'll have the wind behind them. Those CHP voters who protested the leadership will join the ranks. It might get more financial aid from the members or business community. And most importantly, I mean, Turkey's allies, foreign nations and foreign press may take CHP more seriously and may start viewing it as a potential partner to do business with, which would be devastating to Mr. Erdogan, because one of his main selling points in the West is, you may not like me, but there is no one else who is capable of managing this country, so live with it.
Mayor of Istanbul's Beylikdüzü district, a distant suburb, İmamoğlu was largely a political unknown before being the surprise choice as candidate for city mayor. But his background is seen as giving him advantages. İmamoğlu is from the Black Sea region, whose people make up the largest constituent of Istanbul. He also has conservative roots that, analysts says, helps to allay concerns of religious AKP voters.
Harika.
Ahmet kardeşim, ev sahibi. Abim Ergin.
Breaking fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan with an Istanbul family, İmamoğlu crosses the divide between the secular and pious. Until now, Erdogan has successfully portrayed the pro-secular CHP as elitist and anti-religious. Rather than engaging in the politics of polarization, İmamoğlu says he's seeking to offer a new kind of politics in the June vote.
Aslında şu anda partiler üstü bir...
It is clear that what we are going through is above all party politics. That's why reconciling elements in the society, uniting them, can turn into an opportunity, involve into a higher spirit. And what comes after may be reflected on the economy, on education, and on societal peace and freedom. If you see the picture as a whole, everything will turn out to be very beautiful.
Until a few months ago, district mayor of a faraway Istanbul suburb, few people had heard of İmamoğlu. But he could now pose Erdogan's biggest threat as the country braces itself for next month's Istanbul vote, already touted to be one of the country's most important. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.